Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
Wow. Just want to make sure you're ready, brother. Show me the money.
Just the remix. And yeah. Yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
Hey, what up, everybody? We got another best ball draft. This one is for Lethal Weapon 3. It is division number 288. Woo, we are so close. We are on this path to 300. We are right there. Shout out to the crew up in the chat. Shout out to Daniel Berry Sports Highlights. Shout out to Daddy Matthews on Twitch. What up, what up? And Danny Matthews said, first live I've watched so far this fantasy football season. Of course, I come here. Let's go, man. Let's get it. Yes, best place to be to chill with your homies, get some fantasy football knowledge, and just have a good time. Let's go. And shout out to Pod Son. Let's get it. Man, I've been on a tear today. I've been doing all these thumbnails for like previous drafts, just so I can update it, make it look cool on YouTube. Let me know if you guys want to see some of the thumbnails that I created. I think you guys are going to like them. And shout out to Fantasy Ninjas. What up? And time to smoke, man. Let's get it.
What?
I said time to smoke.
What?
A bong hit.
What?
Or a joint.
What?
Or a blunt if you got it.
What?
So smoke it if you got it. Let's go. All right. And we are in round 5 as of right now. We're almost done with round 5. Let's see here. What do I notice here? Anything different? QB's not going too crazy in the beginning. And let me see what else. Running backs going crazy like normal. But you look at a guy like Mooney, whoo, just pounding away at those wide receivers. Let's go. And Ninja say, I said it's dab time for me. Let's get it, bro. And dude, did you see? I got the new Switch too. It's a little dirty. I gotta clean this beast. But dude, gotta get the Switch too, man. It is the shit. I'm gonna throw the link in. Just a reminder for anybody who wants to get your Dr. Dabber, get a little discount, support the channel. Make sure you use my link. Grab your e-rig today. Let's go. Okay. All right. And more people coming through. But yeah, dude, I'm so excited about the thumbnails for YouTube. Dude, I knocked out so many of them today. I got all the ones created through I guess I would say the most recent ones, but now I'm like going backwards to like number 1, 2, 3, because I created some. Now we got a tool that helps create them a lot better. And yeah, TJ in the house. What up, TJ? Oh, now we're getting QBs. Now we've had, let's see, 3, 6. Now we've had 6 QBs out of the last 9 picks. So people were waiting, but now they're going crazy on them. At least a couple teams anyways. So funny. There's like multiple teams that still don't have a quarterback, but Mark is not one of them. Mark has a quarterback. Usually he's the guy who's playing QB chicken. Hey, Hugh Jass in the house. What up, bro? And Hugh, I was just telling people I was going crazy creating all these like thumbnails and stuff for the best ball on YouTube. Let me know if anybody wants to check out some of these new thumbnails. Let me know. I'll throw them in there. I'm excited to show them off. I'm getting ready after the show. I'm going to upload most of them to YouTube, at least the ones that I got. The ones that I got going here, I got a dozen that I need to do. And I have a whole bunch that I just did recently as well. Terry, what up? Full PPR. Trade away Bijan and Waddle. It's already going in the wrong direction if you're trading away Bijan before the season goes in redraft. For Henry, AJ Brown, Stevenson. No. I don't want AJ Brown and Stevenson. Both of them are hurt. And like Bijan, I like Henry. But yeah, I'm going. I'm just going to hold. And PodSense, will you be doing rankings videos or where can I see your rankings? Dude, I actually just dropped all my rankings on Patreon. That's the best place. If you drop $5 on Patreon, you can go see all my rankings. Let me read off how many players I ranked at each position. And this is just the rankings. I have so much more draft prep information. But I got 30 IDP linebackers, 20 defensive linemen, 22 defensive backs, 40 running backs, 50 wide receivers, all 32 quarterbacks, and 24 tight ends. And it's all at 420crew.com. All you got to do is drop $5 and you'll get access to all of those. If you are a Patreon member already, where you find these, at the top of the homepage, it says collections, and then you'll see 2025 draft prep, and then you'll see everything. Hey, TJ, score! He said the Minnesota kid is back. Let's get it. All right, let me get you marked down. And so look at these ones. I'm going to throw in, let's see if it'll let me upload all these ones that I created, but I haven't uploaded them to YouTube, so you guys will get the sneak peek at all of these ones. And Jamie in the house, what up, bro? Jamie, tell me what you think of all these YouTube thumbnails that I'm about to be dropping. They're all for the best ball. And don't forget, guys, the raffle is going down next Thursday. You do not want to miss out. And let me count, TJ. Well, not let me count, but let me punch in your name and see how many. That brings you up to 67. 6-7. Yes. Ninja said, I think we overpaid for Thielen, but I'm happy to have him back. What was it, though? I don't even remember what was actually like in the deal. And Derek in the house. Well, let's see. Here goes some of the thumbnails. Starts it off with, I got to resize these a little bit so the bottom isn't going to show all the way. But we got the Avengers, the Breaking Bad. This one's fucking dope. This one's so dope. We got the Breakfast Club. Yeah, yeah. Dazed and Confused. All right, all right, all right. Hold on. Where is it? There you go.
All right, all right, all right.
Got the Addams Family. Eastbound and Down. This one was funny. Right in front of the Aston Schaefer BMW. Woo. Family Matters. Yeah. Full House. This one's fucking hilarious. Yeah. Oh, man. Half Baked. This might be one of my favorite ones here. I should have had the guy in there, but nah. Jackie Brown. This one's a cool one. Jay and Silent Bob. Right in front of the Quick Stop. Yeah. You already know. Reservoir Dogs, this one's dope. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, yeah. the league. Yeah, look at Taco in the back. And the water boy repping the Louisiana Mud Dogs. Yeah. Super excited about all of those. Yay, Toyota One in the house. Ghost Monkey, what up? Jamie said, I like the Avengers one a lot. Yeah, the Avengers one's dope. Check that shit out. It's fire. Hell yeah. And that was the first one. The Avengers is the number one division. Yeah. What was one that you guys all liked? Let me know. Yeah, the Dazed and Confused. That one's one of my favorites also.
All right.
And look at Randall Pink Floyd. Yeah, yeah. Ninjas exchange for a 2026 fifth rounder and a 2027 fourth rounder. That is a lot. It's also, Vikings also received a 26 seventh round pick and a 27 fifth round. Okay. It's pick swaps. Like, yeah, you dropped a little bit, but yeah, man, that's not a lot at the end of the day. And Toyota won. Let's get it. All right, let me finish this bowl, and we're hitting a dab. Derek said the Avengers was my favorite. There we go. Check that out again. Yeah, so cool, man. I got pretty much all the divisions will have their own cool thumbnail. I was just doing it real quick before, and I don't have the graphic. What's it called? I can't even think of what the hell it's called. I'm not an artiste, but I figured out how to get things going. And Minnesota Mike, what up? And Toyota One, I'm marking you down. And Ninja said, any given Sunday, is there any one of those? Dude, that's crazy because that's actually the one that I was doing right now. Let me see. There we go. But yeah, I have not created one for every single division just because I didn't go live for every single division. Like maybe next year, maybe I'll create one for each one. Just to have a cool little image or whatever. But yeah, here goes the Any Given Sunday one. I can change this around as well. Here it goes. There we go. Hold on. Where is it?
My name is
Will it be? You're dreaming. Yeah. Dude, graphic designers are about to be out of a job. Let me just tell you. If I would have been paying a graphic designer, someone like one of the guys who used to rock here, he'd probably charge $5 or $10 like a thumbnail. And man, I would have spent like hundreds of dollars just with what I did today. All right. Let's smoke another. Oh, wait. No. Dab. It's dab time. I forgot. Hold on. Where is it? Oh, here we go. Boom. And hey, Cali Jam, what up? And Toyota One said, I'm liking the cartoon style thumbnails. Yeah, did you see all the ones? I'm going to go through them again because I'm super excited, man. They're all fucking super cool. But I've got the Addams Family, Avengers, Breaking Bad. This one's probably my favorite, dude. I like the blue ice like all over the place. Super fucking cool. And Breakfast Club, hey, Dazed and Confused, Eastbound and Down, Family Matters, Full House, Half Baked, Jackie Brown, Jay and Silent Bob in front of the Quick Stop, Reservoir Dogs, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The League, Taco in the back, look at him. Waterboy and Any Given Sunday. Yeah. But right, way cooler in the cartoon style than just having the actual, just what I was doing before. This just looks way more cool. Glad that I have tools that can help me create shit like that now. Because, yeah, dude, fuck paying a graphic designer to do something like that. No way. All right. Yeah, hell yeah, dude. And if you go back, so I've already uploaded a bunch. If you go like onto the channel, like you'll see playlists, or really you could go to the live streams because that's pretty much all it is. And you'll just see all of them. Like now they all got dope ass presentations on YouTube. And moving forward, they'll all have dope presentations. I realized that the videos get more views if I have some kind of like live draft thumbnail on there. So that's why I have that. And then like at the day after, I'll change the thumbnail to the actual like movie. Like the one that we got going today is Lethal Weapon 3. Yes, sir. Yeah. But yeah, dude. Hey, Minnesota Mike, I got you on the grade, bro. You will be first. And here we go, packing this dabaroo. All right, yabba dabba doo. Here we go. Where is that? All right, who's with me? Fire it up.
All right, all right, all right, fire them up.
Here we go. Yep. Behind the scenes, man, I've been, because I know once the season starts, I'm probably not going to want to do it. So I'm just doing it now. Now that I've figured this out, I've had this tool for a little while, but just like anything, got to learn how to like use it to its max potential. So I feel like I'm like cracking the code a little bit on like how to use it. And no, it's not ChatGPT. I pay for something way better than ChatGPT. What up, Crispy, you motherfucker? All right, Cali Jam.
That's some heavy shit.
Woo!
Man, what was in that shit? Man? I never had no dope like that before in my life, man. That's the heaviest shit I ever smoked, man. I mean, I smoked a lot of shit before, man. But goddamn, man, that's heavy shit.
Dude, no way. Once I got some crazy news, I quit my job of 18 years with a company that's constantly disrespects you. So I literally got a new job the next day, and it's 5 minutes from the house. No more 2-hour commute. Fuck, dude. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. I know there's a lot of people who get like stuck in their comfort zone, and like they'll deal with a lot, man. Even with, yeah, like a company that's disrespecting you or like whatever, and just deal with it versus just having the cojones to say, fuck you, I quit. And then go and look at, and dude, then you got a job 5 minutes from your house. I don't know what the pay is, but I bet like even if you took a tiny little decrease, which it's probably not, I bet it's like at least equal, maybe even better, because sometimes people don't get good pay raises based on like how long they've been with the place. Like who the hell knows? Hopefully they're paying you like really good. Hopefully this next place is paying you even better. But dude, fucking awesome, man. Not having to drive to work like for a 2-hour commute, that's worth money just by itself. Like not only are you spending a bunch on gas, but like you're also spending like a bunch of your time like as well. So dude, hey, props to you, bro. And guys with I don't know if you guys know this, but Toyota One, he has a certain set of skills. When you have a certain set of skills, you'll be wanted. You'll be wanted for sure, especially in the industry that he's in, definitely. And said the pay is the same, but the time I'll save worth it. Dude, the time and the money on gas. Fuck yeah, man. Hell yeah. See, even that, even just the pay being the same, but not having to drive. And because how long did you actually commute to work? Was it 1 hour there and 1 hour back with traffic, or sometime, or was it like more than that? And yeah, everybody's throwing out the congrats to Toyota One. Fuck yeah. And hey, Satelliter, what up? Dude, whoo, that one got me, bro. That one got me. Hell yeah. Boom. Crispy said, I tell my boss that every day. Hell yeah. Ah, Cali Jam said, congrats. Are you Chevy One now? And J-Man said, I work from home, never going back to the office. Me neither, man. I love working from home. It'd be like super hard. Yeah, like even thinking like eventually I want to have a studio and shit like that. That would be like fun to go leave, because it's not like an office or anything. But I feel like that's like the next big step in the evolution is like, because, yeah, I mean, I got a nice little office and studio here, and I'm still going to be doing a bunch of recording here before I can actually branch out and get a studio. But I feel like that is like probably going to be the next big step. And who knows? Maybe that's a next year. Maybe it's a 2-year thing. But yeah. Yeah, 2 hours round trip, sometimes more, sometimes because of traffic. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Dude, like even just that, fuck, man. Hour there, hour back, man, that shit sucks. Like what? Like now that you're only working 5 minutes away from your house, like you'll just hate driving now. Because when you got to work far, it's like you got to mentally be okay driving because you know that you're going to be driving like that much, like every single day. But like now, like after a couple months, like you might just hate driving. I didn't want to drive anywhere. And I said, no, Toyota brand. Okay. And on 25 years with Toyota now. Nice, nice. And Toyota One said, thanks 420 crew for the support. Hell yeah. I said, more than I could say for my old company. Fuck them, bro. Fuck them. Ninja said, look into WeWork Studio. No, not like that. No, I need a place where I can go and it'll be like my recording studio, my podcast studio. Like that's what it would be. So no, that's just like the next step of evolution. Cause I need to have like eventually, cause I want to have a really dope place where like I'll bring people in for like interviews and shit like that. Have people on for like in-person podcasts and stuff. I'll still do the live streams. Of course. Now I'll actually have something where it'll be just like a super dope production, like in-person production. So yeah, that's the next thing. Not just a place to get out of the house to go work. No, not just a place like that. Because I'm okay still working here. It's literally just like what I'm saying, like actually building out a podcast studio. This is a nice room and this is a nice studio for right now when I'm just doing one person shows. Like we're going to see because I know me and Vanessa are eventually going to do some movie reviews and we're going to record in here as well. So I'm not necessarily sure how all that is going to work yet, but we will see. A lot of this we're just kind of going at it on the fly.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
So we have running backs going like pretty early as always. And then we have a little gap where it seems like it was like a shitload of QBs for, I guess, almost two rounds is what it looks like. But it was like half of round five and then like most of round six and like half of round seven. And then it like went to a bunch of wide receivers like after that as well. Yeah, Toyota One said 8 days till kickoff next Thursday. Yeah, woo, it is here. And don't forget, guys, the drafts aren't going away. Obviously, we're not going to be doing drafts for this tournament, but I am going to be hosting weekly best ball leagues. Okay, it literally is going to go for 1 week. It's going to be a best ball tournament, a best ball league, and it's going to be first and second place getting paid. And the plan is to get 16 teams in. I know in the beginning, we'll see. We should be able to get 16 teams in. We'll see. This is something I feel like is going to catch steam after we get a couple drafts in. Maybe it'll start with like 12 or 14 the first week because I want to try to do two a week, one on Tuesday and one on Wednesday. And dude, Toyota One, now you might be able to do these. Now you might be able to do these every day. Huh, whatever days we do it, because you're only working 5 minutes away from the house. You don't got to commute for a whole hour. And Minnesota Mike said, take my money. It's going to be so fun, bro. Dude, we're going to be the only fucking crew who literally drafts year round. Literally year round. We are going to be fucking drafting. Yeah, every single week. And as of right now, we're doing two drafts. Just double the best ball. So it's either going to be 20 or 22, depending on which way you pay. And yeah, that's it. 20 or 22, depending on which way you pay. And we're trying to make these 16 teamers. That's the goal. And it's going to be 11 rounds. It's best ball. And you have 9 starters. So there's even a little buffer. You get to pick 2 players on the bench or whatever, who maybe they'll play, maybe they won't. It depends. But yeah, it is going to be super fun. I cannot wait. Yeah, and so obviously we're not doing it for week one. We're doing it for week two because we're still going to be drafting for the best ball all the way up till that Thursday. So these are not going to be coming into play until week two, and it'll be every Tuesday and Wednesday is when we'll be doing these drafts. We probably could do Thursday if people would be down, but we'd have to do it earlier in the day because the games start at 5. But we could even double up on some of these days as well. He said the 6 p.m. drafts are double now. Yeah, it's going to be double because it's going to be like, it's not going to be a part of a tournament. Just the money that's collected for that league is, that's where the winnings is coming from. That's it. It's not being pulled together with any other leagues or anything like this big ass tournament is. Hey, Andre, what up? And he said, hush, you like Bo Nix this season, redraft specifically? I do, but the one thing that kind of sucks is I feel like he would get drafted before I really want to draft him. So that's the thing that's tough. That's the thing that's tough with that. But I still like him. And if I could get him at a decent price, like you look at where he went in this one. He went as QB 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He went as QB 7. I just don't want to take him as QB 7. I really don't. It's just too high. But I feel like people will and people are. Like in Dynasty, I get it, but like redraft, I don't know, man. I don't know. I got him a couple notches lower. I still think of him as a low end QB1, but he's being drafted as like a mid level QB1. Like he's going right after the top guys. And Callie Jam said, sounds like 200 the best ball teams. 200 best ball teams this year. Yeah, but see with these ones, okay. So here's going to be the timeline for the league. So obviously I'm going to be filling it before the week starts. If people already know that they want in, I'm already going to have the Tuesday and Wednesday links created. So you could jump in Tuesday, Wednesday, get your spots reserved. Even if you don't pay until that day, if you're a regular, that's fine. The new people, they got to pay right away. And then, so the week plays itself out. Payouts will happen that next Friday. So if it's week one or week two, week three, while week three is going on Friday, that's when the payouts are going to happen. It's top two that get paid. And then, after the payouts happen, I'm deleting the league. I feel like everybody on this will make sure that you guys have my business cell number and all that so we could be communicating that way. Because, yeah, like we're going to have so many of these that I'm just going to be – we're going to create them. They're going to exist for 2 weeks and then they're deleted. And then we don't have to archive them or like shit like that. And then that's it. And Toyota One said, I do my HR training on Friday and transport my toolbox on Saturday. So I might start by next week. Okay. Said didn't skip a beat. Nice. Nice. Said didn't skip a beat with a paycheck. There we go, man. Cool. All right. Ninja said I'm in for those 100%. So everybody, I'll be going live all the time. So I'll be talking about these all the time, but you guys want to follow at 420crew.com. If you guys are not there, you can follow for free. I recommend following as a paid member. If you need rankings for your draft, I literally just ranked my top 40 RBs, my top 40 wide receiver, top 50 wide receivers, all 32 quarterbacks, 24 tight ends. And then I got 30 linebackers ranked and I think 20 DLs and 22 DBs, something like that. But I got a shitload of rankings on there in addition to a whole bunch of other draft prep news. You got to be a paid member to access all that. But to get updates on the leagues, join for free. Updates on the squares, join for free. Andres, I feel you, especially of how good his defense is. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like we're going to have a lot of running going this year with JK and RJ. JK, RJ. I feel like it. But I like him and Cortland Sutton. Cortland Sutton, someone you can get kind of late-ish. So that's one thing that is super cool about just Denver in general. Dude, Broncos got one of the best. If you guys are playing in Team D, because I've been helping people with their drafts, literally everybody who I help has team D so far. And so I got to research like at least a couple teams. But dude, the Steelers and the Broncos, like those are the teams to get for week one. I forget who the hell they play off the top of my head, but I just remember those were like my two go-to teams for week one. Let me go see who they play and I'll tell you right now. But Steelers play the Jets. I remember that. They're going up against Fields. They're about to whoop on them. Whoop that trick. And who the hell did the Broncos play? Where are they? The Titans. Yeah. Broncos got the Titans week one. And they're at home. Cam Ward might be in a little bit of trouble in his first NFL start going up against one of the better defenses in the league. Podson, what do you think about the Commanders' backfield? I don't like it. I feel like Eckler's the main guy. Chris Rodriguez is number two, and then Kroski Merritt's number three. I feel like nobody should draft Kroski Merritt. I'm not talking dynasty. We're just talking a regular redraft league where you start seven offense, and you got five bench. Like, I would not draft him. I would let someone else draft him, and I can almost guarantee you in 95% of leagues, he will be at least the team with the leagues with only five bench spots or less, four weeks, he'll be dropped. Guarantee it. 4 weeks, he'll be dropped. But yeah, Eckler, you can get him so late. I'm okay with it. And Andre said Broncos play Cam Ward. He said, nice warm welcome for him, right? Man, your welcome to the league is going to be going up against Pat Surtain covering Ridley. So, you know, that ain't going to be fun for Ridley. Oh, shit, Kroski listed as the number two. Let me go confirm. Because, yeah, now they got the real depth charts that we can go find on the internet. Before, it's all guesses. And, yeah, you're right. Oh, shit. They got Jeremy McNichols at number three and Chris Rodriguez at number four. Okay. There we go. Kroski Merritt jumping up the depth charts. So, yeah, Kroski Merritt's number two. I'm still on him the same way where it's not going to be a lot of work in the beginning for him. He's going to work his way up to that. But yeah, if you can get Kroski like super late, like with one of your last picks, yeah, go for it. But I'm literally talking about one of your last bench spots. Cause if you only have five bench spots, you might not have the patience to hold him for a couple weeks. Cause he's probably not going to be doing a bunch right out the gates. And Ninja said, watch Fields, but Rodgers to bed. But watch Fields, put Rodgers to bed. Dude, he might do better than Rodgers. I doubt it, though, but we shall see. We shall see. And Andre Ridley, auto bench against Surtain. I don't know about auto bench because they move him around a lot. And at least like last year, remember, like they gave him like touches out of the backfield and stuff. But you got to... If you only play where you start two wide receivers and one flex, I'm benching Ridley. Unless you're in some super deep-ass league. I'm playing a 32-man league. I got to play him. But, yeah, if we're just talking regular 10 or 12-man and most people play in 10-man leagues, nah. I'll bench him. All right. Ghost Monkey, would you target the Saints offense if you're streaming team defense? Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You got Spencer Rattler. We know he likes to sling it, but he'll throw some interceptions here and there. And yeah, I'd be early. I'd be targeting the Titans as well with team defense. And who else? The Jets. And shit, the Colts and the Panthers. Like those would probably be like five of the teams if you're like targeting teams specifically. I'm gonna be trying to target like teams like that for sure, like those five. Crispy said I rolled that Chevrolet and walked away. you savage. Oh yeah, Bill Kroski. I'm sorry, it's Bill. And Andre said, going to be interesting seeing the Bengals offense versus Ramsey, Slay, and Porter, and Alexander Hamilton on free. Yeah. Yeah. Can't wait. And Andre said, Hus, I'm curious, bro. Let me hear your starting lineup in the 32, man. Okay. Let me get over here and find it. It is. I got CMC, Ridley, Kamara, Cedric Tillman, Tua. I got in the zone with the anal zone on defense. Get in the zone. Bradley Chubb, Yvonne Pace, and Jalen Thompson. Those are my, that's my starting lineup. We start nine. All right. It's the biggest league I've done as a 16 teamer, and I think it's the most fun I had. Yeah, because you gotta be making moves, man, in leagues like that. Like, I actually won this league last year. It took a little luck, not gonna lie. Got a little luck because I played Hurts in the semis. In any kind of league like that, you're gonna need a little bit of luck on your side. And I'm just glad that it was good luck that was on my side, because in previous years I had bad luck on my side in that league. And what up, CB Dizzle? And he said, you think suspended players should be allowed in the IR? Yes, definitely, because it's fantasy football. So anybody who's just, I even have it on Sleeper where even if you're doubtful, we could put you in the IR, because it's not even happened that much where like a doubtful player like played. I think like Max Crosby is like one of the only ones who I can really think of who was like doubtful like all week, but then ended up playing. But he's like a freak of nature, and I know all these guys are freaks of nature. But yeah, I want it to where when you're suspended, I can throw you on IR. And MT2, he said, I'm confused when I'm seeing Jonathan Taylor taken before Ashton Jeanty. Doesn't matter what format. That's insane. Why? What are your thoughts? Like, why? This is a redraft league. I would assume in most redraft leagues, I don't know if Jonathan Taylor or Jeanty's ADP is higher. I'm curious. Let's go see. Where the hell is he? They're like right back to back. Where the fuck is he? No, right there. Yeah. I don't know. The ADP says they go higher. I'd take Jonathan Taylor over Jeanty in a redraft, not in a dynasty. Taylor's crazy injury prone. Dude, that's the thing, though. Any running back could just get hit the wrong way and they're injured for the season. Like, any running back could be injury prone, just like any wide receiver could be injury prone. Tell me one guy, like, right now that you would draft who's never been injured. Because it just doesn't happen, man. It's the NFL. Anybody could get injured on any play, whether they're hit or not. When you see those it's crazy how the non-contact injuries are like worse than if you get blasted. But yeah, everybody is equally screwed as far as like an injury ending your season. Anybody. Because Taylor didn't get injured last year, did he? Wasn't he like one of the top like running backs last year? I didn't really have him. Like in too many places, but let's go see. Where was he at? He was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, RB10. And did he miss any games? Yeah, shit, he missed 3 games. He was still RB10. Like, fuck. And said, in this draft, Chubb Kroski went back to back. Where do you have him ranked? I guess I probably have to change Kroski, but I know I don't have Chubb ranked super high either, though. I don't even know. Let me see. Yeah, as of now, yeah, I have Nick Chubb as number 30, and I did up to 41, and I don't even have Kroski in there, so I'm going to have to change that now. But I'm just, I'm just going to put him at 42. That's all I'm going to do. I'm just going to add him at 42. Because I really don't think of him like, and 42 right below Rashad White. I'm sure there's other people who might even deserve to be in there. But just so I don't not have him on there. All right. There we go. Top 42 running backs ranked. Mike Kroski looks like toast too. Taylor played 14 games last year, 10 the year before, 11 the year before that, and yet he still ends up finishing as like a top running back, like still doing that. That says something. Najee before the eye, yeah, what an idiot. Andre says it's too early for me to ask start and sit questions. You can ask them, but you should still be coming back later. And there's going to be somewhere I might say come back about these guys. And CB Dizzle on Rumble, he said, would you trade away Ricky P and Pacheco for Ladd? Not in a redraft, no. It sounds tempting. It really does. But nah, I'm rocking because I think Ricky P is going to ultra pay off his draft capital because you get him like, you're able to get him so late. 2-1 projections adjusted again. I saw it today, 53-man roster. Hitting the points up. Yeah, definitely. Now showing more teams over 300 points. Let's go. Let's go. Yes. The steady evolution. And this is just when you're savages like us, like you just, you got to roll with the punches and the evolution of the actual projections and all this shit actually getting there. But we got to have him ranked so the ops don't come after us. Exactly, man. Exactly. He may be ranked 42 because I don't necessarily want to draft him and I don't want to put him up all high. But this is also why I hate doing rankings because these are paid rankings. So I don't know. Nobody's going to come after me who like actually has access to these rankings. But you already know some weird people out there. And Phil, what up, bro? And Toyota won. But there's one problem.
Everybody still thinks that I absolutely suck.
Taylor's still a baller. Yep. And Andre said, for sure, bro. I'm always in the streams before the kickoff with all the start questions. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And Minnesota Mike won me some leagues last year. He said, missed his time. He said, but a league winner and he's on the field. Yeah. As long as he's on the field in the playoffs, he's got one of the better playoff schedules this year as well. But still even value as Kamara. Yeah, probably not. Nah, I don't think so. I think JT's value is going to be a little bit higher than Kamara right now. Golden or Flowers? I'm just going to say Flowers right now, but that's when you definitely want to come back for because when we know more news about the Green Bay wide receivers, that will give me more confidence in starting a guy like Golden in his very first NFL game because you never know how these guys are going to do in their very first game. And Foxborough Breeze, should I start Kyler or May in week one? This is one you definitely want to come back for next week, but I'm gonna say Kyler for now. I'm gonna run through some of the thumbnails again for those who didn't see these. So we got the Adams family one. All these are ones that we drafted earlier. If you look at the top right corner, it has the number of the division. The Avengers Endgame. Yeah, that seems to be the favorite so far. This one's my favorite, the Breaking Bad with the fucking the blue fucking shatter all over the place. Yeah. Breakfast Club. Hey, hey. Dazed and Confused. All right.
All right.
Eastbound and Down. Woo! Family Matters. Full House, Half Baked, Jackie Brown, Jay and Silent Bob, Strike Back, Reservoir Dogs, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The League, look at Taco in the back, Waterboy, Any Given Sunday. Dude, these things are super cool, man. I geeked out on these today. I just noticed I spelled Jackie Brown wrong. I better spell it right or I won't be able to find it later. There you go. What do you guys think of those thumbnails? Minnesota Mike, are you not going to find a guy that will trade? You aren't going to find a guy that will trade Taylor for Kamara. You can find plenty Kamara guys that would trade up for Taylor. Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say that's a true statement. Because, yeah, even if people have them in the same tier as far as like their drafting tier or whatever. Yeah. Like when it comes to like real life trades, like, yeah, just that's definitely true. Let's see. Dude sent me his lineup and 1K buy-in and his, what do you guys think? If you paid 1K to be in a league and this was your squad, what would you think? Brock Purdy, Barkley, Hampton, Kamara, Egbuka, Harrison, Strange, Kroski Merritt, RJ Harvey. Looks like the Ravens D. Addison, Ollie Gordon, Higgins, Sampson, Mason Taylor, Thornton. Oh, Cali Jam getting his guy. He got his guy. He got his guy. I don't know how many. I think 10. I don't know. Let's say 10. It's either 10 or 12. Andre says that Titans defense going to be bad. I don't know about bad, but I know it's not going to be good. Like mid-level, right? Maybe somewhere between 18 and 24. How about that? That's where I think that they'll be somewhere.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Podson, that's a legit squad. Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit young for my liking for redraft, but I do like a bunch of the pieces that he's got here for sure. And I'm going to ask how many teams. Let's see what he says. Callie Jam said, I got Rice, so it's a must. Yeah, Rice got that 6-game suspension. We knew it was going to happen. He accepted the deal now from the NFL to get it out of the way. Get it out of the way with the first 6 games. I think that's smart. Because if he ended up doing it later in the season, it could have sucked. And I was right. I wasn't right because I said 10-teamer. No, 12-teamer. So, yeah, even better of a squad for a 12-teamer. All right. Might be time for a shong and a smoke. I'm not low right now. I'll tell you that much. I am not low right now. Dude, I'm so geeked out on the thumbnails. So fucking cool. I cannot wait to do more. I'm trying to get all the way through. Trying to get through all of them. I might have legit close to 100 more to go. 10 teams I wouldn't want. 12 teams, it's fine. Yeah. Yeah, definitely way better knowing it's a 12-teamer. Yes. Podson, how does Kelsey getting engaged affect his projections? It doesn't. You better be on his fucking A game. That's all I'll say. Better be on his fucking A game. I know he's going to be thinking about other things. If this potentially could be his last hoorah, he better go out with a top tight end. Like being a top tight end in fantasy and trying to get a championship. And CB Dizzle, do you play 2-point PPR with tight end premium? In the non-IDP leagues, yes. In the non-IDP leagues, yes. In the leagues with IDP, no, because we play everybody with 2-point PPR. So the tight ends get 2.5. So they don't have as big of an advantage in those leagues. But it's still an advantage. Like it ends up adding up still. Toyota one Rice out. Who's it benefiting the most? Worthy, Kelsey, etc. I would say early it's probably going to be Worthy because I feel like when Rice comes back, Worthy's not going to be in the mix as much. I feel like it hurts Kelsey because then teams can game plan a little bit more for him. But I feel like this year they're going to be game planning like with Kelsey differently than in the past because teams have been they took him out of a handful of games last year. It's whack as fuck, dude. And Callie Jam says Royals bank it. Yeah, because he could actually be relevant. I don't even know about good, but relevant. Let's see where Royals is on the depth chart still. Yeah, so he'd end up being third. No, Rice has already moved. So he's fourth right now. Because he's still behind Juju Smith-Schuster. And I feel like Tyquan Thornton being a burner could sneak in on some different plays over him. We'll see. You need some people to get hurt in front of him also. Because being number four, he ain't going to be getting a bunch of work. Not right away. Okay. I think the last person paid in the Vampire League. Yeah, I might do the grades a little bit early like I did yesterday so I can cut out a little early so I can go work on this Vampire League. S. Let's see if the last person paid. Totally did. Okay, we got a 3-person vampire race. Okay. We go mark this down real quick. Time for a song and we'll get a smoke here in a second.
Some people smoke meth. Some people smoke crack. Some people snort coke
off of Ricky's mouth sack.
I've tried them all.
Don't get me wrong. Best high there is comes from a bomb. I'm like getting stoned alone. I think edibles are incredible. Hemp shampoo for my curly hair.
Cannabis lotion on my cock.
I like smoking pot a lot.
Some people like pills. Some like huffing glue.
I like marijuana, but that ain't breaking news.
Some people like booze. Some like sucking down. Brother, I...
But that's another song.
And I'll sing it to you later. I like smoking pot a lot.
I like getting stoned alone. Are incredible.
I sure love them gummy on my curly hairs. Rubbing cannabis lotion on my cock.
I like smoking pot. Doo-doo.
That's the shit. Sounds good, Leroy.
Yeah, here we go. Dab time, Toyota One. Let's get it. Hi. He said, play fuck this job for today's news, bro. Perfect fucking song. Let me pack the dab, and when we get ready to dab it, I'm throwing that one on. Dude, fucking hilarious.
I like smoking pot a lot. I like getting stoned alone.
I got a dope intro for you on that song, too, Toyota One. Hemp shampoo from my curly hair.
Cannabis lotion on my
cat. I like smoking pot. I like smoking pot. I like smoking pot. Ooh. Hey, Slugbug in the house. What up, Slugbug? Yeah, let's smoke it up, dude. About to do a dab right now. Who's with us?
All right, all right. Hit that ball.
Let's go. All right. Fat dabs are coming. Here we go. And Toyota One, marking you down for those entries, bro. All right. Ghost Monkey said, I'll go with you, bro. Let me see. Where is it?
I'll smoke it with you, bro. We'll go to the loony bin together.
I don't give a fuck. This next song is dedicated to Toyota One, who quit his job of 18 years because they're pieces of shit. Fuck them. Fuck this job. There we go. Fat Dabs is an asshole. Fuck this job. Fuck this job. Fuck your loss. Woo! Fuck you. Fuck this job. Fuck them, Toyota One. Woo. Don't everybody go quit your jobs. Go get a new one lined up first. Have a sane. And fuck your loss. Fuck you. Fuck this job. Fuck you. Woo. I'm marking you down, Toyota One, for those other raffle tickets. Man, I'm still catching my breath over here right now. So I'm not doing a lot of talking right now because I'm still catching my damn breath. All right. Yeah. TJ, Toyota One, you guys are awesome. Much appreciated. Thank you for the super chats. Whew. Whew. And those dabs, man. Killer. Killer.
They kill killer, bitch.
I need to get that killer kill. Killer kill, yo. Okay, where are we at on this draft? Round 22 and mix of IDP, some running backs. And yeah, a lot of IDP over the last few rounds. This is where a lot of those IDPs get taken into the teen rounds, early 20s. Moni's doing some auto drafting. I don't know how many rounds he auto drafted, but man, he's got a bunch of IDPs over there. Probably early ones that I wouldn't want to grab in that area. A lot of defensive ends early. Usually I want to go linebacker early and we'll get those defensive ends later. Whew. Said, still one of my favorite drops.
They kill Killer B.
Dude, fucking love that. One of my favorite movies. And of course, it's one of the early themes. And here's what we came up with for Half Baked. And see, it was, that's how you know it's one of my favorites. Number five, Half Baked. We're up to right now. This is 288. This is Lethal Weapon 3. Here's what's going to get us through 300 here. We got Lethal Weapon 4, The Mask of Zorro, The Negotiator, man, underrated, Basketball, Orgasmo, Blade, Dead Man on Campus, Rush Hour 2, Rush Hour 3, Urban Legend, and then 300. And just for Rush Hour, at least Rush Hour 1. Let's see. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Where is it? There we go. I used to work with a guy who talked like that guy at work. He said the dude was straight clown. He said always talking about pulling bitches. Favorite saying was, what's up, B? Oh, man. Ken Murray. Hold on. Where is it? So Ken Murray's been taken?
Oh, no. We suck again.
You all. Jackie Chan. All right. After this bowl, Minnesota Mike, I'm starting with your team. Round 25.
Who?
Oh, Adebo. You all. Y'all. So funny, man. Jackie Chan's hilarious. You all. Oh, yeah. Minnesota Mike had the first pick today. Catch my breath. Whoo! All right. Yeah. That song is always fun to sing because of fucking Rush Hour. You are. Oh, man. Okay. Jordan Love, Matt Stafford, Sam Darnold. No backups. B minus. Because you got three, it's gonna be a B. And we got running backs. Bijan, Genty, Walker, A, B minus, B. Now we'll call Genty a B. At this point, it's getting so close. He deserves it. He hasn't got hurt or anything, but man, behind their line, it's going to suck at times. It really is. But you don't have four and you got more B's than A's. So we're going to call that a B plus. They're going to bring Bijan down, and pass catchers, Bowers, Garrett Wilson, Ridley, and Cooper Kupp. A. B plus, and then B for Ridley. I'm so nervous about Shakira, man. I'm going to call him a C plus, and then we'll call Cup a B minus. So A, B plus, B. Yeah, that's an A. That's an A total. Okay. IDP, Levante David, Luvu. Oh, got in the zone. Winfield, nice. Grenard, nice top five. Danielle Hunter, medalist. Leonard Williams, solid. I'm going to call that a B-plus total. Where's your bench kick in at? Coleman, Rashad White, Strange, nice start. That's a B-minus already just with those three. Yeah, B-minus. So we got a B, a B-plus, an A, B plus and a B minus. So that is up one, up three, up four, down none. 89. Damn. That's solid, man. Very solid. Crazy. Minnesota Mike killing it out of the number one position. And Cali Jam. We got Goff and Fields. Okay, we got Goff and Fields. And Ballin says, is it crazy that the noobs have Chase at number one? He said the mock drafts are unreal. I guess it depends on the format that you're in, but yeah, I don't have Chase at number one. I would just rather take Bijan or Barkley, and I'd probably be leaning Barkley still. But yeah, it's crazy. Podson said, you've been scoring lenient lately. I said, I remember when you gave C's and D's. That was just a good team. It's not that I haven't, because I know I've been grading tough. That was just a really good drafted squad. And it's also like, now that I've, not that I haven't, but I mean, there's ways that you get A's at certain positions, especially the running back and wide receiver. And he just happened to hit it. TJ said, I took your boy in the Debo league. Who'd you fucking take? I'm doing multiple drafts right now, so I haven't really seen who's, I don't know. And what, that's who I got. Who? So Goff and, oh, Barkley. It's fine. I got him in the other one. So I got in whichever Debo you're in, I got him in the, oh, it's the IDP, because I got CMC in that one. Yeah. I didn't have a top pick. What could I do? Someone's going to get them. But yeah, man, I'd like it going up against Dallas in week one, man. I hope I'm not going up against you with Barkley. I could steal it. Man, it's going to get crazy. I'm not even going to say nothing until we get there. That's it. Because I don't even know who I'm facing or anything. These drafts have been fun, though. Next year, like, all the custom redrafts are all going to be slow drafts. They're all going to be slow drafts, so I could just fill them faster. It's so much work, like having to like align 10 to 12 people's schedules for like fast drafts, man. I'm over it. It's so tough. Some were easier than others, that's for sure. And oh, and speaking of these leagues, before I finish off on yours, Cali Jam, come on, guys. I need people to join the WWF themed leagues. The draft dates are already set, except for Monday, Labor Day. It is the offense only, takes place at 7 p.m. Eastern time. The IDP is Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And we got 5 spots left in each of them. Both are 55. The way that the draft order gets determined is by a computer-generated Royal Rumble. Everyone, we do the draft order race, and then we do the draft order race, and that determines the order that you pick your wrestler. And then from there, we do the spot, the Royal Rumble, with your wrestler in mind. You see, I'm high on Barkley too, or Bijan if he plays hard as fuck. Yeah, Burrow's my concern, and Tyreek has that too. Yeah. Okay. And then let's see what other league has a few spots. Oh yeah, so the auction. I got one spot left in the offense only auction. It's a super flex offense only. Also 55. And I'm in these leagues as well. These are ones that I'm in as well. We got one spot left in the auction, offense only. It's a Tuesday, 5 p.m. Eastern draft. And then there's 5 spots left in the Superflex IDP auction. It's Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern time. So the draft probably will take longer than 4 hours for the one with IDP. So it may take us like right up to the best ball. It just depends. Like, you could get done earlier, but like, I usually like don't blow my wad. I try to conserve the cash, but we'll see how the auction goes. Cause sometimes you get real high and then you want to spend it. But those are going to be super fun. Hey, Devo in the house. Yeah, coming through. What up, Devo? I'm going to mark you down. The raffle is next week, everybody. I'm going to show you guys the items that are being raffled off here. But you guys do not want to miss out. So I got two t-shirts that are being raffled off. Both Snipe City, two different designs. They're double X. Hopefully they're not too big for you. If not, you'll grow into it. And I got, so the winner, one winner will win a jersey of your choice of Frank Gore, Ocho Cinco, Andre Rison, Dante Culpepper, Earl Campbell. We got a bunch of jerseys. One person is going to get to pick from that lot of jerseys. And then someone is going to win. And Andrew Van Ginkle signed jersey. Tariq Hill signed jersey. And a Bijan Robinson Mustard signed jersey, the Texas colorway. I already have all of these. I have everything in my possession. It just looks better showing it like that because look at my screen. It's not even that much space. But yeah, lot of cool fucking items being raffled off. So yeah, the way that you get tickets is by doing what Devo did, throwing in that super chat. Yeah, let's get it. And Ballin said, what's your top five weed smoking songs? Smokers Only, Bone Thugs as a good one. Yeah, I would say definitely Colt 45 and Two Zigzags. That's definitely one of them. Bone Thugs weed song, this one. And let me see, what's that Crazy Bone song? I don't even know why I don't even have it on my list right now. But hold on, where is it? Hold on. If I can't think of it, I guess it's not a top song, but yeah, I can't think of the Crazy Bone one. But I do the Wheeler Walker. I like Smoking Pot a lot. Devin the Dude, Doobie Ashtray. Was that five? Was that five? Pass the Dutchie. That's always classic, right? Yeah. I think that's five. And Cali Jam, I got it most of your head. There you go. And Pod Sun said, will you be streaming the auction draft? That would be fun to watch. I want to. Yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan. Pod said 2X, you'll grow into it. Just saying, man. Just wash it a couple times. It might shrink a little. And Minnesota Mike said, all I know is I'm winning that Van Ginkle. The rest of the degenerates like me get the others. He said, catch me outside. Where is it?
Catch me outside. How about that?
All right. But yeah, I'm going to be hounding you guys about helping me fill these final leagues. If you feel like you're going to give in anyways, just give in earlier. Make my life a little bit easier. I appreciate it. But yeah, everybody who's a regular, just remember, I'm going to be hounding you guys about joining these leagues, especially the Superflex IDP ones. Those are always a little bit harder to fill. So I need the Superflex IDP degenerates to stand up and help fill the WWF themed league. That draft's going down on Monday. And then I also have the Superflex offense only. I really need help filling those guys. The drafts are going down on Monday. And the auctions, I got one spot left in the auctions. If someone joins and pays, I'm locking the league. Then I'm going to do the draft order race just for the order that we nominate. Because even then, it is still the order that the draft goes in like later. And then the Superflex IDP auction. Okay, next Wednesday. Come on, guys, help me. We got a week. And, dude, I'm going so hard for this best ball. Okay, I am going so hard for this best ball. We are up. This is division 288 today. Look at this. Lethal Weapon 3, 288. We only got 12 more. And I know, like last year, we did four drafts on the final day and I didn't even try. This year, like, I'm not scheduling any drafts other than best ball for that last day. Everybody just take off work that day. Let's draft all day. Drafting marathon. Let's start at 2 p.m. Eastern and then 5 p.m. Eastern. Two draft slots. Everybody could do two drafts without even double dipping or like anything at the same time. And then for you savages who want to double dip, let's double dip and let's do five or six drafts at that final one. Okay. Help me out, guys. Let's get us over this 300. I'm going to be creating extra ones as well. And CB Dizzle said, what day? So the WWF theme leagues are both happening on Monday. They're both 55, one super flex offense only. And then one is Superflex with IDP. Both have five spots open right now. Then those are both on Monday. And then we have the Superflex offense only auction. That's a Tuesday draft. This everything's this next week. Tuesday, 5 p.m. Eastern. And then Wednesday, next Wednesday, the Superflex IDP, 5 p.m. Eastern. All of these are 55. And I think the Superflex offense only has five spots because I haven't joined it yet, but I'm going to end up joining that one. So let's just say it has four spots, and I'm in all four of these leagues that I'm telling people to join. So if you ever wanted to compete against me, now's your chance. And the WWF themed leagues, the only thing that is different is the way that the draft order is determined. So I do a draft order race, and that determines the order that everyone picks their wrestler. And then from there, I do a computer-generated Royal Rumble on WWE 2K, and then I'm going to stream that live on YouTube. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun, man. It's like the most fun way that you can have the draft order determined. It's going to be fucking awesome, man. It's going to be fucking awesome. And yes, let's get to tomorrow. Come on. And hold on. Let me just throw in tomorrow's draft right now while we're thinking about it. Thanks, Minnesota Mike. Because the earlier we get people in, the more that we can fill. That's really what it comes down to. If it pushes it to where, because I'm confident right now that even if we, even just doing one a day till the end, that will end up like, that will end up hitting it. But yeah, the more that we could do in the meantime, like the better, and the more we'll exceed by one or two divisions versus just barely hitting it. And so here's the Thursday draft number one. Okay, we're already going to be assuming that we're going to be doing more than one tomorrow. Let's get it. Especially if we get 4, 5, 6 people joining like right now. And CB Dizzle said computer generated Royal Rumble ? Yes, on WWE 2K25, I'm going to input all of our wrestlers. So there's going to be 12 of us. I'm probably just going to do a 20 man Royal Rumble. Everybody will be a little bit closer together. And then from there, it's going to all play. Actually, you know what? Maybe what I could do is I could make sure that the computer generated players come out first, and then everybody else will be random for that last part. Then everyone's going to come out randomly. Like it'll be the computer that's going to be picking when people come out. And then it is going to be, and I'm going to show that while I'm setting it up so people can see that there's no funny business going on. And then the computer plays the whole thing out. It's going to be fucking awesome. It's going to be awesome. It's super fun. And then it's going to be live on YouTube, and everybody will get to watch everything unveil. It's going to be super fun. Yes, 267 is full. There we go. And when's the kids Royal Rumble? Tomorrow. Me and Noble are going to get that going tomorrow. Sometime. I'm not exactly sure what time, but I'm assuming like maybe like 5 p.m. Eastern time is what I'm assuming. Let me see. I know we got a draft tomorrow at, where the heck is it? Superflex. It is at, fuck, what time is it at? Hold on one sec, because let me see what time this draft is at, because that's going to make a difference. I'm trying to plan around that and the best ball. It's the Battle of the Sexes League. It 4 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, okay, perfect. So that's probably going to be, and yeah, I got to do the draft order for that. Actually, hold on. Let me mark that down. I got to do the Vampire draft order and the Vamp race, and then I got to do the Battle of the Sexes. And I'm probably going to do Battle of the Sexes first. All right. And Vamp race, so I don't forget. All right, perfect. Okay. All right, back to Cali Jam. And I'm just edging you over there like crazy. And your daughter's going to get Roman Reigns, Cali Jam, if you want to do any research on Roman Reigns. And he said, I'm in there like swimwear and paid. There we go. Let's see. Let's go check. All right. We got two in who joined right away. Don't forget. Let's join tomorrow's draft, guys. Let's get it filled up quick. Shit. If we can get it filled up tonight, we might be able to fill three of these biatches tomorrow. All right. Okay. But yeah, and you know what? I'll go make a note in that kids league, and that's what we'll be planning on is 2 p.m. everything going down. and might start a little bit early, but I'll make sure that the actual Royal Rumble won't start before 5 p.m. Okay, there we go. At least we'll make the announcement there. All right. So Cali Jam, and did you get any backups there? Sanders, McKee, yeah. So Goff and Fields, B minus. Yeah, and that's going to end up being a B minus, but then it's going to go down to a C plus because you only have two. And then you got Barkley, Caleb. Shit, that's it. Or no. So 2, 4, 6, 7. And then Brian Robinson because Mixon's going to be out. And Toyota one, how do you do the whole co-manager thing? They were saying, I'm not sure how it works for my son's league. So it works the same like on Sleeper. So if you need, I'm going to tell you how the process goes right now. But if you like go into one of your teams so you can see how it works, and then you can tell your son to do the same thing. But you go to my team. Or wait, fuck. Damn it. Too many drafts going on at the same time. Okay, let me see. Okay, so you go to settings, and then it says manage co-owners. And then you would have to punch in your username. And I see if you just type in Toyota 1, it'll say send request. And then you click on that, and then you're going to get some kind of a request. And then you accept it, and then it's going to shoot you in the league. And then you're going to be the co-manager of the team. Yeah. Yep. That's it. Manage co-owners right there. Okay. All right, Crispy. You're last right after Cali Jam. Sorry, Ricky Bobby. Not this time. So I'm going to say B minus, and then shit, probably a C plus for B Rob. So I'm going to say a B total. Saquon will bring those guys up to a B. And then wide receivers, Puka, Brian Thomas, Terry McLaurin, Adams, Rashee Rice. Damn, he's going to be out too. So really you got Bijan and Najee who are in there. That's not going to raise your running backs. But yeah, so really it's Puka, Thomas, McLaurin, Adams. Rice, he's in there, but yeah, he's not even going to be a starter right away. But I'd say missing 6 games, he's got to be at least at a C+. And Podson said, what's the plan for the Thursday Eagles Cowboys? I'm going to be streaming probably for that best ball draft at 2 o'clock. And then I'll probably shut it down at 4 o'clock, and then I'll be back. Yeah. Streaming pretty much like right at kickoff. Maybe not. Maybe I'll, I might only stay on for an hour of the draft or so, and then give myself a little buffer in between. Cause I guess I want to come on the stream a little bit early before the game is going on, maybe 30, 45 minutes before the game. And then we'll be on through the end of the game, or well, through at least as long as it's fun to watch. How about that?
Catch me outside. How about that?
All right. What up, Lalo Lyle? And dude, my bad, because you said you were liking your team, and I can't remember what was going on, but totally didn't read out that comment. What up, bro? So you're after Crispy. And so B+, B+, B. Man, it's a strong B plus. You got to have an A. You got to have an A to get an A out of position. But man, it's a super strong B plus. And let's see. IDP, Zaire Franklin, Bond, Benito, Quay Walker, Greenlaw. That's a solid top five. Definitely not like some of your other ones, but very solid. Bradley Chubb, Rosboom, Jihad Campbell. I feel like that's a solid B plus. And then bench. Najee. See, he's going to be a starter right away. So it's like I almost can't even count him on the bench. Keenan Allen, Royals, Janu, Otten, Pierce, Dylan, Schultz, Juwanaman, Komet, Thornton. I'll call that a C+. No, actually, no, because you got a lot of tight ends. Tight ends are what's bringing it up. I'm going to say a B-, yeah. And I immediately look at those, and I don't even know if I said Ertz on there. Hopefully I did, but yeah, it's because, dude, like this, the DLs, man. DLs and the tight ends are too close. Okay, so C plus, B, B plus, and C plus. So let's see, that's down two, up one, up two, then down three, up two, down three. So 84. 84 overall. And Frank, what up, bro? Frank the Tank in the house. What up, man? What's going on? And you know it. Football season is here, baby. Hold on. Where is it? Where is it? Hell yeah. Let's do it. Okay. Crispy. Baker, Purdy, Rodgers, Rattler, Bridgewater, Mac Jones. Who? Mac Jones. Rudolph. And dude, for anybody who was following me last year, did you get any Spencer Rattler where I was telling you guys, just get him in like the fourth or fifth round whenever you can get him and then just throw him in your taxi squad? Didn't know that he was going to turn into a starter this year, but yeah, dude, I pulled him out of so many taxi squads, man, had to make room for other guys. He can't be in the taxi squad no more. And CB Dizzle said Siler hurt. Let me go check my news sources here real quick. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think so. Malik Nabers downplaying the back issue. And Brown said, just got back from work. What time is the draft? Tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern? Is that what you're talking about? Tomorrow's draft, 9 p.m. Eastern? We got three people in. Let me know if you don't see the link. I'll throw it in again because I've only posted it in the YouTube chat. That's all. And then where else? I read that already. So you did get everybody, right? Yeah. So B, B, C plus, Spencer Rattler kind of, yeah, makes it a little bit stronger. I'm going to say a B total. Running backs, Derrick Henry, A, Taylor, B plus, Kamara, B, Etienne, B minus, that's an A. Wide receivers, Sutton, Debo, Pittman, B, B minus, B minus. And call that a B minus since you only got three. IDP, Quincy Williams, DeMario Davis, Devin Lloyd, Alante Taylor, Zach Allen, Siler, Van Noy, Lloyd, and Jalen Thompson. That's really solid still, man. I'm gonna call that a B plus. You got a lot of really only one A guy, the Quincy Williams, I feel, but Devin Lloyd maybe close to an A, and you got a lot of B plus and B players in there, so we're gonna call that a B plus. And Cali Jamson, I don't have one neighbor's in 85 leagues. Dang, I know I got at least a couple of them, but yeah, not that much. Been dealing with all that hurtness, man, so I haven't really even wanted to deal with them. Let's see. We got, where's your bench? Biggs Beam. Yeah, didn't even need to include Ramondre in there. Already got an A. Kirk, Taylor, Mooney, Henry, Waller, Kendre Miller. Give that a B minus. Cali Jam, it's an Eagles thing. I feel it. Oh, shit, Brown. Cali Jam, heads up. Cali Jam, 20 minutes in the guillotine. Thanks for the heads up, Brown. Get up in there, Cali Jam. We're getting close. Ooh, I'm on the hold on the clock in the best ball. Make this pick real quick so I'm not clock sucking. Let's see what round are we in. 22. All right. T. Swain on the clock now. Fuck, man, I hate it when it doesn't. When you like just click and go into the draft and then it like doesn't put you back in the league. Like I have 600 leagues I have to scroll through every time just to tag someone. So I don't want to hear any goddamn excuses. All right. Now, even the guy who everybody hated for not tagging, he's even been tagging people now. All right, there we go. Yeah, dude, sucks. And Sheriff said, you're able to review my draft. Yeah, but just put in your start, put it starters and then bench. Do it that way. Make sure you separate the people. So make sure I throw my phone at work. Yeah, it's some bullshit, man. And where are we at with A-Chain? Feel like he's going to be solid for week one. Yeah, they said it today. I put it in my video. It's kind of a long one today. A lot of news that they said that he's on track for week one and expected to suit up like normal. We'll see next week with the practices. Hopefully he's practicing, even if it's limited. As long as he's good on Friday, full practice on Friday, next Friday, he'll be good. Yeah, I'm going to, instead of doing a whole ass live stream in the middle of the day, I'm just going to be doing like what I've been doing where I make a 3-minute video. I guess it could be a little bit longer. Maybe for Patreon members, it'll be a little bit longer. But yeah, I feel like that's just the best way to do it. And then for everyone else, I'll get a quick 3-minute version of it. But yeah, that's just going to be the best way because I can't be live like all day. And let's see. So it was, oh yeah, and you got all your backups. So it was a B+ for your QBs, an A for the running backs, B- for the wide receivers. It was a B+ and a B- for the IDP and the bench. So up one, up three, up four. Up four, down one, because you got a B-, up four, down one. So that is an 88 miles per hour. There we go. Where's Lalo Lau? Lalo Lau will be last here. All right, just put it in order, like QB, running back, wide receiver. It just makes it easier doing that way. Don't just copy and paste your team. Like, my brain doesn't work that way. I got to see your starters. QB, running back, wide receiver, tight end, flex. Do it like that. It makes it easier on my brain. Trust me, I'm like doing so much right now. And I want to be able to give it a good grade. I don't want to get it all jumbled up. Okay, Lalo Lau, T-Law, Gino, Daniel Jones, Pickett Allen, Mullins. All right, is that everybody? No. So B-, C+. We're going to call that a B. You can get your backups. We're gonna call that a B- total. And let's see. Running backs: Hampton, Connor, and Chubb. B-, B, C+, B-. And I don't know about him for the whole season. I'm gonna say C+ for Chubb. So that's gonna be a B- total. And then wide receivers: Chase, Amon-Ra, AA, Higgins, B, JMO, B-, and Reed. And probably, I'm going to say that's an A. You don't have an extra B+, but you got an extra A player. So that'll count for better than a B+ would be. And then let's see, IDP, Buda Baker. Okay, 1 second, guys. And then, okay, so Buda Baker, Sherwood, Patrick Queen, she's a killer, queen, Wagner, Knight, Peyton Wilson, Dorian Williams, Yvonne Pace. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's a fire top 8. Right there for IDP. And then Minka Fitzpatrick and Blankenship. Man, dude, I think Lau might have. Man, it's so close. It's so close. I don't think it's top heavy enough. So I'm going to say it's a B+, but man, it's damn close to an A there. And Kincaid, Dowdle, Chris Rodriguez, Fannin, Brown, Atwell, Manning guy, and Tim Patrick, and Disley. Let's see. I'm going to say a C+. Yeah, I'm going to say a C+ there. Okay. And sorry, guys. 1 sec. Just got a message back. Sorry. They're getting some orders in, so I got to make sure I don't get left in the dust with the order. Sorry, guys. All right. So for Lalo Lyle, and then Sheriff, I got your and grade your team after that. So we got, it was a B-, a B-, an A, B plus, and dang, I forgot Buda Baker was up there. I don't even think I went that high when I was grading it. I'm giving you an A for that one, Lyle. All right, so B minus, A, so up 4, down 2, and then C plus, up 4, down 3, 86 overall. And that is the number 288, Lethal Weapon 3. All right, Sharif. Okay. So we got Kyler, Kamara, Swift, Amon-Ra, Puka, Mike Evans. Nice. Three wide receiver sets. I like it. Ingram, and then Worthy. Keontae Johnson or Caleb Johnson? Okay, yeah. Okay, I'm just saying. Man, I might have ruined everything if it was Keontae Johnson. Because this is the first thing that I thought of.
Who is this Rudy Pooh?
So based on the way that I grade this, Kyler would be a B. Kamara, B. Swift, a B minus. Amon-Ra, an A. Puka, B plus. Evans, a B. Ingram, probably a B, especially in a format with a tight end. And then Worthy and Caleb Johnson, though, probably like C pluses, like for me. So that brings it down a little bit. But yeah, this is probably like a strong B with the starters. I like your bench with Purdy and Hunt. Juwan Man should be solid. Yeah, I'm gonna say a really strong B is what it is. All right. There you have it. All right, I'm going to get up out of here. Don't forget to join tomorrow's draft. Let's see. We got 3 in so far. Come on, guys. We can do better than that. We can do better than that. So here's the Thursday number 1 draft. Come on, guys. Help us fill it now. It's only $11. It's only $11. What the hell are you going to do with $11? You're wasted on something stupid. This $11, you could potentially win $10,000 with it. Let's go. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow, and stay through the credits, everybody. Stay through the credits. Hold up. All right, salute to Justin Pickle in a Jar and Chris Patriot Sports, our executive producers. Salute to the producers, yes. Co-producers, yes, appreciate you. Associate producers, we appreciate you. Epic supporters, we appreciate you. And awesome supporters, we appreciate you. We will see you guys tomorrow. Peace out, everybody.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure
they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.